Again, our message comes from Psalm 98. I'm just going to lift up verse 1 one more time. Sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. This morning, I want to share from the idea, a time to celebrate and praise God. A time to celebrate and praise God. What causes you to celebrate? Is it a birthday, a wedding, an anniversary, the holiday season, or a special day? Maybe it is a financial windfall or an unexpected gift. Whatever it is, there is nothing better than that celebratory feeling of jubilance. Wouldn't it be great if we could feel that way all the time? We would wake up with a smile, walk with a bounce in our step, give everyone we meet a high five, and zip through our days with boundless energy. What would it take for you and me to be that way every day? Someone who is struggling financially might say $1 million, or simply enough to make the ends meet. Someone who is sick might say a cure. Someone who works 3 jobs might say a higher hourly rate. Someone who drives a hoopty might say a Mercedes or something that they're not adding oil to every day. The trouble is, you would not stay happy for long. That kind of happiness is temporary. Eventually, you would find something else that steals your joy. What you and I need this morning is a victory over the world and everything in it. We need a way to permanently solve the battle between good and evil. The psalmist says we need to sing a new song, one that is generated from the Lord. My brothers and sisters, struggles and sadness comes from Satan. Since he was expelled from heaven, Satan has been on a quest to oppose God's work and hurt God's people. He is seeking revenge against God by destroying the people God created and God loves. That is the way it has been throughout history since Adam and Eve. And Satan has had some measure of success because there are always sinners available to do his bidding. The psalmist is singing of the day when Satan will finally lose and be cast into the lake of fire. Some theologians believe he is singing of the day when Judah will leave Babylon and return to Jerusalem, another temporary victory. But in the verses that follow, the focus shifts from a Babylonian victory to God's ultimate victory. When the Lord comes to judge and rule the world in righteousness. With every day that passes, we are closer to the day when God's ultimate victory will be achieved. But until then, rest assured, there's still plenty to celebrate. This 2020 will be a year to remember. Even though we often live in dark days like the psalmist, we are able to lift our hearts and our voices up to the Lord because he has done marvelous things. Have I got a witness this morning? Yes. We have all gathered here together today to celebrate. Celebrating a brand new day that the Lord has made. Celebrating this opportunity to gather as a church, at least on the church grounds. Amen. Yes. Celebrating the fact that God is keeping us through these trying times. Celebrating 150 years as a church. Have our text this morning digs deeper into the what and the how we celebrate. First, what do we celebrate? We celebrate salvation. The psalmist says we celebrate that he has done marvelous things and that he has made known his salvation. We like to run around saying we are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But let us pause and think about what that means. There is a reason why the psalmist is calling for a new song to celebrate God's salvation of his people. Think about for a moment what God has done. His mercies are new every day as he delivers us from the evil of this world. Don't those fresh blessings deserve a fresh expression of our praise? God promised Judah they would be delivered from the Babylonians after 70 years, and he fulfilled his promise. It was that deliverance that turned the people of Judah into strong witnesses for the Lord. It was a cause for celebration. What fresh blessing are you celebrating today? There's no match for God's unrivaled power. If you need a victory, he has got one for you. It starts with salvation through Jesus Christ, and it continues each and every day because his right hand and his holy arm have gotten us the victory. God's power, no, let me say God's mighty power, delivers us from evil and instills us with his righteousness. And he keeps his promises even when you do not keep yours. Ask disobedient Judah. God came to their aid and rescued them from their oppressors despite their disobedience. God keeps his promises because of his mercy and because of his truth. His mercy is his unfailing covenant love. His truth is his faithfulness. He kept his covenant with Israel, and he is keeping his covenant with you and me, the body of Christ. His offer of salvation will remain to the end of the world. We just must believe with our heart and confess with our mouth that Christ is our Savior, and thou shalt be saved. My brothers and sisters, you and I have been rescued. And I don't know about you, but that is worth celebrating. It is worth celebrating every day of our lives. Yes, we have been saved. Yes, we have been sanctified. Yes, we have been filled with the Holy Ghost. And that is why we should praise him every day of our lives. We should celebrate that we have been chosen to carry Christ's message to the end of the earth. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. My brothers and sisters, God has done great and marvelous things. That is why the psalmist says in Psalm 35 and 9, my soul shall may be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Praise is our amazement of God and God's greatness, our recognition of the power and tenderness of the Creator. Praise enjoys and celebrates God's love, and it is our best attempt to feel, to say, or sing something appropriate to God. Praise does not ask, what have you done for me lately? But instead exclaims, how great thou art. When I think of his goodness and all that he's done for me, I don't know about you, but my soul cries, hallelujah. Are you celebrating and praising God's victory over all the world? Second, how shall we celebrate? We celebrate with song. The psalmist calls for a joyful noise from all of God's people. Did you come here today with a joyful song of praise? Or do you have to be primed like a pump for you to reach the surface? My brothers and sisters, joy demands expression. That is why the psalmist implores everyone on earth to break in the song of praise to the Lord, to make a joyful noise. A joyful noise is an exuberant shout. It is not a murmur or a whimper. It is not even a quiet hum. It is more like what you do at a game when your team is winning. It is shouting time because your team and mine, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have won your victory for you and for me. Israel praised with makeshift instruments, which craftsmen labored over, and their sole purpose was to produce sound that would rise to the skies and be heard by God. Psalm 98 speaks of the lyre. Wasn't the lyre the instrument Orpheus played in that mythological story? Sailors constantly shipwrecked when seduced by the songs of the sirens. Odysseus managed to sail past their perilous rocks by stuffing wax in his ears of the rowers and strapping himself to the mast of the ship. But Orpheus simply pulled out his lyre and played a song more beautiful than that of the sirens. And the rowers listened to his song and sailed to safety. The Jews used the shofar, a ram's horn, to prompt people's praise. Then the band kicked in with the trumpets, and then the harps, and then the cornets, and then the singing. And I don't know, but could it be that some of us might be guilty of worshiping too quietly? Sometimes we need to bang those drums. Sometimes we need to turn up the microphones. Sometimes we need to play the organ and the piano like it is the last time you will have your chance to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. My brothers and sisters, it is celebration time. It should not take much to summon up your praise. If you are breathing this morning, you ought to give God praise. If you got food on your table, you ought to give God praise. If you got clothes on your back, you ought to give God praise. I feel my help coming. If you got shoes on your feet, you ought to give God praise. If you have a reasonable portion of health and strength, you ought to give God praise. And if you have more than that, the sound of celebration ought to be deafening today. Praise Him, because you once were lost, but now you're found. Praise Him. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so with song. Like the sparrow, sing because you're happy. Sing because you're free. Sing because He's your spring during a dismal winter. Sing because He is fruit for your barrenness. Sing because He is glory in the midst of this world's gloom. We are celebrating salvation, and we are celebrating it with song. And we will sing until we reach God's summit. When will the celebration reach its summit? When God reigns over all the earth. Christ has assured us that He is coming back. The psalmist writes, "For He comes to judge the earth with righteousness. Shall He judge the world and the people with equity?" The psalmist is called for unreserved prayer. Now shifts from the Lord's present victory to His future triumph over the entire world. For the first time since Adam and Eve, God's perfect justice will reign over all the earth. The battle between good and evil will have ended, and God's righteousness will reign for eternity. Let me give you an overview of what will happen leading up to the victory. Christ will return to conquer the world and rule over it for 1,000 years. That is called the millennial reign. During that time, Christ will judge all ungodliness and evildoers. When the millennium reign ends, every believer alive and dead will stand before him at the great white throne. It is those unbelievers who will be judged for their evil works. Those unbelievers who will be judged for every sinful thought, for every sinful word, for every sinful deed. We don't have to worry about what's going on in the world around us, because God sits high and God looks low. And following their judgments comes the sentence. They shall be cast into the lake of fire for eternity. But that is not the end. It is only the beginning. With the final judgment comes the establishment of a new heaven and a new earth. For the old heaven and earth will be destroyed. From then on, Christ will reign as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords throughout eternity. So today is a day we celebrate our salvation. We celebrate with a new song, a song of praise for the great and marvelous things that God has done. But oh, what a day it will be when the dead in Christ shall rise and reign with him for eternity. If you believe this, you ought to be shouting for joy. Amen. If you saw Christ coming in the clouds now, what would you do? Would you just gaze up in the heavens like the men from Galilee? Would you look to the hills from whence comes your help? Would you be able to say, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity? Would you be able to say, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Or would you join the millions who worship God saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I am declaring right now that it's celebration time. If your old song has grown stale, sing a new song. Sing a song of salvation. Show forth the Lord's goodness. I do not care what it looks like now. Our God, he reigns. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for he is good. Be thankful unto him, for he is mighty. Be thankful unto him, for there is no one like our God. He is worthy of every song sung about him. He is worthy of every church ever dedicated to him. He is worthy of every head bow and every heart that confesses before him. He is worthy of every praise. He's worthy of every testimony. He's worthy of every gift. He's worthy of every sacrifice. He's worthy of every word of thanksgiving for his mercy. I said his mercy endures forever. What a time it is, in spite of all that's going on in the world. Even today, you and I can celebrate, yes, and praise God. Because the truth of the matter is that there's always someone who are in worse shape, yes, than we are. Yes. You believe that? I'm thankful this morning. Let's give God praise. Maybe there's someone today that does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior. If you will, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I acknowledge that you, Jesus, are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross, that your blood was shed for my sins, and that you arose from the grave. and conquered death. I understand that I was born a sinner and that I have sinned by disobeying your commandments. I ask you, Lord, now to forgive me for these sins. Please change my heart to be like yours, loving and full of forgiveness. Help me to obey your teachings as you recorded in the Bible. Bring people who can help me on this new path into my life. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Thank you for saving me from death and giving me new life. Amen. If you believe this prayer by faith, you're saved.